Hi, I'm Scott Unash, and this is a KGYM Sports View. It's 2019, and we live in an era where, as a society, we look for easier, more efficient ways to get things done. From industry to everyday chores, faster and cheaper is better. That also goes for sports, and in particular, the world of scouting. We used to, for those of us over the age of 40-ish, remember scouts as the guys or gals who were at the games with clipboards, stopwatches, and endless notes on the prospects they were there to see and evaluate. Now the scouting is basically done for these people. At camps or showcases where they look at the raw data, such as height and weight, and not at all at the intangibles, such as heart or intelligence. The days of scouts at actual games and paying attention are basically a thing of the past. If they are in attendance, it's basically to schmooze and get free food. This was shown again this past week in the NFL, where Gardner Minshew, the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, had an exemplary game on Thursday Night Football in leading the Jags to a win over Tennessee. Minshew was a sixth-round draft choice, basically a throwaway pick on a guy who maybe can make the practice squad and carry a clipboard on the sidelines for a year or two. That despite the fact he was a Heisman candidate at Washington State a season ago and an all-Pac-12 quarterback. But he didn't, quote-unquote, fit the prototypical type quarterback for the NFL, even though all he did was win and become a tremendous leader his senior season in college. How much Minshew was overlooked was illustrated in a video by his college coach, the always effervescent Mike Leach of Washington State. He told the story of a scout who contacted him about Minshew before the draft last April, who asked him about his height, weight, arm strength, his ability to lead, and what he thought his pro prospects would be. All things about a player that a scout should know. Minshew isn't tall, doesn't have a fantastic arm, and isn't the fastest guy in the world, so he fell to the sixth round of the draft. So despite the criticisms, he is now starting for an injured Nick Foles and leading this team to wins. He knows the offense, can read defenses quickly, and is a leader. All things that you can only pick up actually attending a game or a practice and scouting. This modern-day method of scouting is just not resigned to football. Basketball and baseball are also very guilty of this new type of scouting and drafting, particularly in the NBA, where early hardship players are drafted frequently solely based on their prospects down the line and not what they can do to help the franchise right now. So while the scouts look for the next 6'4", 240-pound gunslinger who threw 15 interceptions, or 6'9", three-point shooting power forwards who average 6 points a game, I will root for the guys like Gardner Minshew and others who continuously seem to slip through the cracks these days, but get things done. I'm Scott Unash with the KGYM Sports View.